This has been called the century of percussion, and perhaps no other music except electronic music has such tremendous range of dynamics and sounds of such broad variety. This vast sound world has been explored by composers such as Edgar Varèse, Karl Orff, Gustav Mahler, John Cage, and others, so that in a typical concert, a small percussion group may employ as many instruments as a full symphony orchestra.
We have two large ratchets, like a child's party toy, but much bigger. And you have here a slinky, more children's toys, but it's amplified with a phonograph cartridge. And this guy who travels with us wherever we go is a little lion who, when called upon, roars.
I also have tin cans. I have the bass version, five of them. I share with Al the ratchet, the sleeky, and the lion's roar. And then finally a B-flat office garbage can. I play the alto tin cans. This is a Chinese opera gong, suspended over a tub of water so that when you hit it,
a three-member ensemble, the Percussion Group of Cincinnati is today the premier percussion ensemble in America, having demonstrated their mastery of this uniquely 20th century chamber music on concert tours in North America and in Europe. This is Stephen Baum, your host for WQED-FM's Local Touch, a series of concerts presented in Pittsburgh by outstanding resident, national, and international artists. Today's concert was recorded in Campbell Memorial Chapel at Chatham College on March 24, 1986. This special concert by the Percussion Group of Cincinnati was presented by Pittsburgh's resident contemporary group, the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble. The program chosen for this concert includes three works, from the Book of Imaginary Beings by Mark Saya, Imaginary Landscape No. 2 by John Cage, and Sonata as Interlude, Rolling with John, an homage to John Cage by percussion group member Alan Otte. The percussion group consists of Jack Brennan, James Cully, and Alan Otte, who will provide commentary for several works, including his own. Now here is the director of the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, David Stock, to introduce the Percussion Group of Cincinnati.
Good evening and welcome to this special concert of the Percussion Group of Cincinnati, presented by the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble. This concert is part of an exchange program which was initiated by the Cincinnati Composers Guild, and we're very grateful to them for initiating this idea of exchanging concerts. In this particular exchange, Cincinnati is interacting with groups in Syracuse, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. We first started these exchanges about 5 or 6 years ago, initially with a group from Washington, and they've proved to be very interesting for both the audiences and the composers and players alike. The Percussion Group of Cincinnati really needs very little introduction because they are the finest percussion group in the country today. They've had many, many works written for them, and Alan Otte will tell you a little bit about each piece before they play it. So please welcome the Percussion Group.
The first work on the program to be played by the percussion group is From the Book of Imaginary Beings by Mark Saya. It's based on creatures from the Book of Imaginary Beings by Jorge Luis Borges, drawn from the legends of four ancient cultures. First, Muslim legend has the Bahamut, then the Jewish lamed Wufniks, followed by a Bawaku from Indian legend, and finally the Chinese Fauna Within Mirrors.
Thank you.
This concert by the percussion group has begun with From the Book of Imaginary Beings by Mark Saya, based on Creatures from the Book of Imaginary Beings by Jorge Luis Borges. The percussion group, consisting of Alan Otte, James Cully, and Jack Brennan, is the faculty ensemble in residence at the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati, where they rehearse full-time in addition to conducting classes. Next on the program is Imaginary Landscape No. 2 by John Cage, a man who's remained at the center of avant-garde music for nearly five decades. This work was written in 1942 while the composer was teaching in Chicago and had access to the sound effects collection of a local radio station. Thereafter, John Cage wrote parts for electrically produced sounds, such as amplified slinky, which we heard demonstrated earlier, and electric door buzzers into his scores, along with a battery of tin cans, gongs, conch shell, and the like. Now here is the percussion group performing Imaginary Landscape No. 2 by John Cage. Imaginary Landscape No. 2, written in 1942 by John Cage. That performance was given by the Percussion Group of Cincinnati. The Percussion Group of Cincinnati has contributed to a significant body of new percussion music, and some of those compositions can be heard on the Percussion Group of Cincinnati's album for Opus 1 Records, including works written for, dedicated to, or first performed by the Percussion Group. Works on that two-disc set are by Herbert Broom, Theodore May, Stephen Mosco, Takayoshi Yoshioka, William DeFotis, Jonathan Kramer, Russell Peck, Christian Wolf, and Michael Udall. Our next work also figures in with John Cage. It's the Sonata as Interlude, Rolling with John, written by Alan Otte, who is founding member of the Percussion Group of Cincinnati and who is with the predecessor group of the Percussion Group, the Black Earth Percussion Ensemble.
My piece is based on some music of John Cage. The prepared piano, which is a piano into which one, which becomes prepared by inserting little screws between the strings, was invented by Cage back in the late 1930s. And what happens is... it becomes a tiny little percussion orchestra underneath the fingers of one player. He wrote a set of famous pieces in 1948 called Sonatas and Interludes, a whole series of pieces. And what this piece does, in a sense, it's a setting of those pieces and the percussion instruments and sounds that are used in the percussion orchestra here are all there specifically to create a little nest, a little world out of which these prepared piano sounds can emerge.
Sonata as Interlude, Rolling with John, a piece inspired by music of John Cage and written in 1985 by Alan Otte, a member of the percussion group of Cincinnati. And we heard the percussion group consisting of Alan Otte, James Cully, and Jack Brennan. And now it appears the percussion group will give an encore. Here once again at the microphone is Alan Otte.
These are three Chilean tunes. They're pieces which are written in the mid-70s during the Allende years in Chile by Chilean composers. You'll hear that they draw heavily on folk music of the Andes, but they actually are composed pieces of music. The first one is called Let's Go, Woman, and all of them have sort of stories behind them. They're part of bigger pieces. In some cases, Let's Go, Woman is part of a cantata about a tin mining strike where one of the miners is asking his wife to come with him to the town square. Let's go, woman. The second piece is called The Flight of the Flamingo, and the last piece is called Nearer to the Gods. Thank you.
Three Chilean tunes, selected and played as an encore by the Percussion Group of Cincinnati. On this program by the Percussion Group, we have heard From the Book of Imaginary Beings by Mark Saya, Imaginary Landscape No. 2 by John Cage, and Sonata as Interlude, Rolling with John by Alan Otte. The Percussion Group consists of Alan Otte, James Cully, and Jack Brennan. This concert was presented by the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, who, in reciprocal agreement with the Percussion Group of Cincinnati, played a concert in Cincinnati. This concert was recorded on May 24, 1986, in Campbell Memorial Chapel on the campus of Chatham College, and was recorded by WQED-FM. Funding for this program was provided by the generous listeners of WQED-FM. The recording producer was Mark Yakuvan, the recording engineer, Jay Conley, the studio technical director, Tom Ammons, and this is your host and producer, Stephen Baum, hoping that you've enjoyed this week's program of The Local Touch, and that you'll join us again next week when we present a recital by pianist Alfred Brendel. Local Touch is produced in the studios of WQED-FM in Pittsburgh.